Hi there. Welcome back to lesson five. Okay, listen, we talked a lot about how to set your intention. We've shown you how to make a witch's bottle and a spell bottle, but I want to talk to you about enhancing your spell bottle on certain days and moon cycles. So you really can research this in so many different ways with a Google machine. I was thinking about giving you something, but I think that those come down to being my beliefs, and I'm very centered around the full moon and the new moon. But there's all other types of moments in time and in the world that I think could be connective to you and to your energy. Whether you decide to rotate on the sun cycles or the moon cycles, whether you decide to factor in numerology when it comes to your spell bottles. Possibly certain dates connected to certain times. Maybe 11/11 is something for you. Maybe doing something on Remembrance Day is important to you. Maybe doing something on Christmas Day is important to you. Maybe doing something on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve is important to you. Or a birthday or a anniversary or on the anniversary of a passing of a loved one, there's all different types of moments in time and cycles and energies that can be used to enhance any form of a spell. But the bottom line is, it comes down to what is important to you. Listen, I've got dozens of spell books that have all kinds of suggestions about, do it on this day and add this herb and put this in and that in, and cinnamon means this and clove means this and this means this. Who decided that cloves were for protection? Who decided that cloves were for money? How does it make you feel? That's the conversation. That's what's important for you to know. You need to ask yourself, how does this make me feel? Why do I want cinnamon in my spell? Is it because I love the way it smells and it gives me a feeling of warmth and this spell is about love? Do I want hand sanitizer in my spell because I really think about cleansing and a powerful healing agent when I put it in there? Do I want to add some sugar in my spell bottle because I want the sweetness and the richness of life? Have I recently found some four-leaf clovers that I'm going to pop into that witch's bottle that are going to work their magic to bring forward what it is that I'm wanting in my life? I always go back, and I say this with my students that are mediums and psychics and healers. I say this all the time. How does it make you feel? That is how you boost the power of your spell. You use your emotions and your connected energy to those emotions and connected to the universe to pull it all together. It's kind of like icing a cake. Do you want white icing? Do you want chocolate? Do you want pink? Do you want red? How and what color of icing do you want based on how it makes you feel? I'll never forget my mom telling me the story when she was a little girl. She was responsible for making her father's lunch, and she would make boxed cake. I'm sure it was Betty Crocker at the time. And she would always put coloring, food coloring in the icing. So he would say, he would get to work and he would never know, well, will I have blue icing? Will I have pink icing? Will it be red? Will it be green? He didn't know. But what he did know was the icing color was always based around how my mom felt and the energy or the mood that she was in at the time. So that is the most important thing for you, and it will boost your spell beyond any other concoction, beyond any other thing. That is the secret. That is the magic right there. How it makes you feel, the day, the time, the energy of the moon, the energy of the sun, the time of day. Do I feel better at 12 midnight or do I feel better at 12 noon? How does it make you feel? I'll see you in one more lesson.